depending on what's about to do in their past. The individual people that have points. And when we looked at the numbers, we said, okay, now how many people are going to lose their points based on this three-year situation? And the total is 95,000 and change. So one in three people that have service points in the state of Utah is about to lose their bonus points. And I'll go over a few other things about that. But keep that in mind. We're not a fool. None of us, I think, anticipated that number to be so high. 95,000 people is a lot of people. So after we looked at that, we said, well, how many people are truly not contributing, like that item number three on the top there? And we found that 38,000 people out of 95,000 are actively hunting and fishing in the last 2 years. They've bought a hunting license or a fishing license or a bow for over the channel permanent. So well over a third are still actually contributing funding and adding to hunting and fishing in Utah. So that kind of dispelled a little bit of what we were originally thinking. And then after that, we looked at what is this going to cost us? So one of the things that we're more concerned about is the division believes that we may have a certain obligation to notify each person that they're about to lose their points. And by doing so, we explored a number of methods. You know, how can we do this? And what's the best way to do it? And effectively, the best way is going to be by mail. And so if we were to send each of these people a letter, we're looking at a total cost of probably a minimum of $70,000 just to administer those. In the time frame that we have, in the time period we're living with budget constraints, we honestly feel that this $70,000 plus could be more appropriately or more beneficial on other projects. We have got projects or other situations that could improve wildlife rather than just take care of these points. So that was one of the concerns that we've got. There would be potentially some annual ongoing costs if we could continue a three-year point loss situation. The breakdown basically on the $70,000, it's a little bit of program costs to make it work, and then the rest is millions and other materials and things like that. Just deciding what we did look at, potentially doing emails and things like that. Most of these customers or these members just don't have emails or valid addresses or things like that. It's such a tricky way. So let me go over a little bit odds. We found that the odds didn't necessarily improve. And there's two reasons for that. For example, if this side of the room has points but they're not applying, and this side of the room is applying, they're not competing with you anyway. They're just a number on a piece of paper somewhere. So if they're applying without applying, they can't affect your odds. When they start applying, they will affect your odds. And that's a little bit what happened. We found that by saying, hey, you're going to lose your points, rather than this side saying, okay, we're going to hang out and do anything in the 4 years, some of them came in and started applying. So now we figure about 10,000 roughly people actually came back in the application process. And that's fine for people continuing, but it didn't improve anybody's odds. It actually, in a way, made them the competition more seen. So that didn't really work out. But there were a few other things that we worked out on this, and overall, between potential legal obligations and the expenses and what it would actually do for it doesn't cost us to retain records of people that have stopped applying. In fact, if we arrange all those points, we will actually have a duplicate set of records so that we can make sure that if anything happened, that we needed to reinstate points for whatever reason, we would know where those came from, where they went, and all that. So we're actually doubling the set and not necessarily cleaning it up. So although they were great intentions and many, given the continuing obligations to the cops and administering this, and then there's the fact that it doesn't need to mean something in my mind here. Our division recommendation is that we just rescind this portion of the rule of 657-659 not actually have it approved and enforced.
That's what I've got for you. Did you say this was just for big game, this rule that was passed? Or was it for better mining?
Yeah, you're right. It was just for limited entry big game bonus points and looking out for points. As you bring that up, we actually have one site here that people maybe thought that during the season was part of that, and maybe they thought that during the season rule, and not the other stuff, and that they said we wanted to see that one specifically for the entry. Didn't have any ties to either there or to the field or whatever bonus. This is big game only. Yeah, this 4-pizza roll didn't have any effect on bear, turkey, cougar, that type of thing. Didn't have any effect on those. Didn't have any effect on that. Oh, that's except on those. This is the bonus part. And the big one from the bear. It wasn't really anything for those other species. It's just for me.
So in the intent is if I have 3 months points, I'm going to bring back 4 years, I still want to have 3 months points for the season.
Okay. Well, what would have happened, if I understand the question, what would have happened is if in 1994, we would apply for something with the intention that someday we'd come back and apply for whatever it was, if you wanted to work it out for me. But let's say you haven't applied since at least 2008 for any low entry species, numerous, and the others. If you haven't done an application in the last 3 years, all of the things are up to a good point. Whether it's bison, elk, or meat. But if you put in an application last year for a new entry deer, you would have sold any moves or elk or anything from the past. That's how it was set up. Does that answer your question you have here?
And then, yeah, that's what's the next step. So it's how it's going to be recognized or not recognized.
If we adopt this, this recommendation passes where we rescind the rule, everybody that has bonus points will still have their points after their state. We keep their rest. So if you're going to wait for somebody to apply, great. If you're going to try to find again next year, great. Your points are still be there. One of those points that you applied for, paid for, and have the intention of using someday. That's another factor that is worth considering too, is that some people just apply for bonus points. We're running into years of that thing. And it's not just people at one point we're talking about. There's people at 16 bonus points, so they're going to be losing if this doesn't get changed. That's a lot of years invested where somebody had intention to use those, but maybe the last 3 years hasn't been ideal for them. We're going into a fairly significant economic downturn, and that may have been reasons why people stopped applying for a little while. Maybe that people move out of state and just don't need to punish that anymore, but they might eventually. But whatever the reason was, erasing those points doesn't buy us anything. Simply costs us money to administer it, and it doesn't increase anybody's odds at all. How do you know when somebody dies?
It's not online.
Yeah, what happens? Let me address the question now.
Sure.
Okay. The question is, what happens when somebody dies? What do we do with the permits? Essentially, all we do is we just sit there in the record. There are two two databases Vision works with, and is with our contract with once again, and that's, and we just have a little status for that person that says deceased. And if that status says deceased, then that person can apply. Let's try, and we'll say, sorry, this is not going to work for them. So the point's just to sit there, but they're not doing anything anymore.
Since Scott came up with that question, I think we ought to divide them equally among the RAC members.
Second. Any other question? You guys estimated how many people started applying to this?
How many people were coming to the original points based on the applications of Pike Community. And it looks to me like we actually had about 10,000 more people, about 15,000 people going out or renewed, and another 5,000 lost because 5,000 people booked out 3 year month this year. So a net difference of about 10,000 people every renewed. And that's great for retention. On one side, that's 10,000 people retained. The downside of that is that I think Carrie mentioned earlier the importance of kind of recruitment, and people still doing this. And that's the downside of trying to charge really good people's points. Is imagine if you have 10 points. Now, you apply up until 2,000, and for some reason, they didn't apply. Well, now we send you letters if you just lost your point points. Is it going to be worth it if you come back and start applying for it again? Most likely not. We know of several cases in other states with just people that work in the division that have gotten that letter and they said, you know what? I can't afford to invest another 10 years anymore, so I'm just going to write that story off. And we don't want to see that happen. When they come back, and could be great. We've tried most things for very much. But to just sever that connection, may have severed that connection to Utah altogether for pushing people. And I'm not sure that that's a positive thing, a positive relationship that we want. We think that may be a negative connection. We don't need any negative connections.
Right, you have this role. Let's get rid of it.
If this doesn't get rescinded, then 95,000 people will lose their points after the AntOS application. Because AntOS knows is the last effort. That's the only other thing that has a bonus point that could save somebody's points. Correct. Nobody has lost points yet. That's why we're doing this right now.
Yeah.
Comment to the left. Call for a motion.
I move to accept as presented.
Second. All those in favor, please say raise your hand. Passes unanimously. Call for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Don't we have one other thing?
That's amazing.
Well, that's Southeastern region. Okay, sorry.
All in favor?
Where's the treats, yeah? You brought them and left them in your car?